Okay, so let's run through the third parak of Tanis briefly inside. So Mishnah Aleph, we said Seder Tanias Eloha Amar, the progression, the protocol that we had for the Tanios that were mentioned before. And what that means is that we know that if Rachman Litzlan, there is no rain in Eretz Yisrael, so there are fasts that are instituted by Bezdin with increasing levels of intensity. So we said that first, there is a fast that is observed by the Talmid Chachamim, a group of three. And then if there's still no rain, then we said that you have another three fasts that are instituted, but this time on the whole Tzibor. And then if there's still no rain, then there's another three fasts for a total of six on the Tzibor. And then if there's still no rain, then there's a series of seven fasts, which are the most intense out of all of them, and the whole Tzibor. So now, that Seder Tanis Elo Ha'amar B'Revi'a Rishona, that is something that's instituted when we are dealing with the first Revi'a. The Revi'a, we said, was the first rainfall, the season for the rain, when it's supposed to be coming down. Revi'a is a lashon of crouching, that the rain crouches down and fertilizes the ground. And so that Seder is with respect to the first Revi'a. That's when we have that increasing level, the progression of increasing intensities for the fasts. And that's in Mar Cheshvan. Avol Tzmachim Shoshana, but if you have plants that suddenly, there was rain, but suddenly the plants changed, they turned for the worse, you take a look at them, they don't look like they're in good shape, Masrina Lemiyad, then we would sound the shofar for them immediately. As we said, that one of the levels of intensity that marks the last set of tanius that are instituted on the tzibur, the last seven, is the fact that we sound the shofar. So in other words, if you see that the plants change in appearance for the worse, so then we crank up into the final stage of intensity for fasts, where we are sounding the shofar immediately. The chen shepasku geshamim being geshem legeshem arbam yom. Similarly, if the rain stops for a period of 40 days, in other words, you do have rain at first in the appropriate time, maybe Marchesh, whatever it is, and then all of a sudden there's a break until the next rainfall of 40 days, then Masrina Leyam Miyad, we sound the shofar for them immediately, we crank it up into the urgent state, Mipnei Shehi Makas Pitzaros, because that is literally a tragedy, a calamity, a catastrophe of hunger, a food shortage. In other words, that's a telltale sign that that there's a famine, and so we have to dive in. We have to get very serious, very intense, very quickly. Okay, that's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis, Yardu Latzmachin, if there was rain that came down such that it was beneficial for plants, Avalo Yardu La'ilan, but the rain did not come down in such a way that it was beneficial for the trees. For example, the plants need a little bit of rain, very gentle, but the trees need a lot of rain that could penetrate all the way down to the roots. La'ilan, or there was rain that fell down in such a way it was beneficial for the trees, V'lo Latzmachin, but not in a way that was beneficial for the plants. Lazel, Lazel, or that it was good for both the plants and for the trees, avalolo boros l'shichin olvlam ha'aretz, but it wasn't enough to fill up these various kinds of pits or the caves, which was like their reservoir of water. Masrin alein iyad. So then we sound the shofar immediately. In other words, we crank up into the urgent state of tanius immediately. Mishnah Gimel v'chein ir shelo yardu aleha gesham. Similarly, if you have a city that did not have any rain coming down, while the neighboring cities, the surrounding cities, did have rain coming down. Kakasev, as we find a similar scenario in the Pasuk in Amos, where it says, V'himtarti al-ir echas, v'al-ir echas lo-amtir, that I will rain down on one city, but I will not rain down on another city. Chalka achas timatir, one field will experience rain, but another field will not get rain. Osa ir mis'ana, that city that is not experiencing the rain, it starts fasting, umisras, and sounds the shofar. In other words, they crank up into the urgent state of tanius immediately. V'chol sevivo seha mis'anos, and all the neighboring cities, the surrounding cities, they simply fast in order to participate in the tzara of the local city, v'lomas rias, but they do not sound the shofar, right? As we noted, that they seem to adopt the practice that we associate with Yom Kippur, where you fast, but you don't sound the shofar. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, actually no, masrios, the surrounding cities sound the shofar, and they daven, of course, v'lomas anos, but they don't fast. In other words, they conduct themselves similar to what we associate with Rosh Hashanah, where you sound the shofar, but you don't fast. Mishnah Dalet, v'chein ir sheyesh ba dever o ma'apolis. Similarly, if you have a city that has plague or that has ma'apolis, we said that literally means the collapse of buildings. It means the collapse of buildings, perhaps via an earthquake. So then, osa ir mis'ana mis'ras, that city that's experiencing that catastrophe fasts and sounds the shofar. In other words, cranks it up into excuse me, the final stage of urgency. V'chol sevivoseha, and all the surrounding cities, mis'anos v'lomas rios, they are going to fast, but they do not sound the shofar. In other words, they, according to the Tanakhama, similar to the previous Mishnah, the surrounding cities are going to conduct something similar to like what we do in Yom Kippur, where you fast, but you don't sound the shofar. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Masrios v'lomas anos, they sound the shofar, but they do not fast, similar to what we do on Rosh Hashanah. Ezuhu dever, what is something that constitutes plague? What's a sign that a city is experiencing plague? Ir hamotzi chamesh meos ragli. If you have a city that produces 500 strong men, the yatsumi men shlosha mezim bishlosha yamim zarchazat, and suddenly there are 3 deaths that occur over 3 days consecutively. Hareza dever. That's a sign of plague. Pachas mikan. If you have fewer than that, ein zadever. Then that's not considered plague. Mishnah, hey, al elu masriyan b'chol makom. For the following scenario, circumstances, we would sound the shofar everywhere. In other words, even in places that are not experiencing these things, we're going to sound the shofar immediately because even though they're localized issues, they are something that can spread and affect the other areas very quickly. What are these examples? Alashidafun, for like a wind blast where the grain gets dried out by the wind. The alhayirakon, or for, we said literally yirakon is jaundice. And we're going to go with the simple understanding that it's from a lashon of becoming yellowed or greened. And so what that means is that the stalks, the plants, the grains were becoming yellow because they were being dried out by the sun. Ala arba, or for some other reason, ala arba, ala chasir, or for locusts. These are 2 different kinds of locusts. One's a very destructive kind of a locust. Valchayra, or for wild animals that suddenly are appearing in the local residential neighborhoods. Valacherev, or for literally that means the sword. What that means is that if there are armies that are passing through your city, even if they're not going to be or planning on engaging in war with you, but it's never a good sign to have an army passing through your city, because the likelihood of engaging in something deadly is much greater. Masrin aleha. So then we would sound the shofar in these instances. Mipneishi makam haleches, because this is a calamity that is traveling. In other words, this is something that is not just local; it can affect the areas also very, very soon. Mishnah Vav, Maisa sheyardu gezekenim Yerushalayim la'areim. There was a story where the elders went down from Yerushalayim to their cities. V'gazru tainus al shenir kimlo pitana shidafon be'ashkelon. And they instituted a fast. They decreed a fast because of what appeared, that there was a shidafon, there was a wind blast that affected the amount of grain that it would take in order to make enough bread to fill the opening of an oven. Kimlo pitana shidafon, like the full opening of a tanner, that amount of bread, that worth of shidafon is what occurred. V'ashkelon, that's what happened in Ashkelon. V'ogaz, and then they further instituted a decree of a fast. Al sha'achlu ze'evim shnei tinokos be'evra yarden, because there were two wolves. There were wolves that ate up 2 little children on the other side of the Jordan. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, but Rabbi Yossi says, lo al sha'achlu, it's not because the wolves ate the children, and that's why they instituted the fast. Rather, ella al shaniru, it's because they were sighted, and that's not a good thing when wolves are sighted. Okay, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah says, Al Eilu Masriyin B'Shabbos. Now, we say that normally we don't ever institute tanios on the community on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. And similarly, we never sound the shofar or chatzotzos, the trumpets that they would typically blow. We don't do that on Shabbos as well. But there are certain instances where we would, where there's a dire community emergency. So al elu masrin b'Shabbos, for these things, we would sound the shofar on Shabbos. Al ir, now, and that's the simple understanding. There are other explanations for what the word masrin means, but we're going to go with the simple understanding that means that we sound the shofar. Al ir shehi kifu gaim, if you have a city of a Jewish community that was surrounded, that the gaim surrounded, that they laid siege, O Nahar, or if there is a river that was rising over its banks and it seems like it's going to overflow into the city and flood the city, V'al hasfina hamitaravas bayam, or for a boat that is torn at sea and seems like it's not going to make it back, Rabbi Yossi Omer le'ezra v'lo l'tza'aka. Rabbi Yossi says, actually, no, we don't sound the shofar in those instances. We don't sound the shofar to cry out Takash Baruch Hu in the context of tefillah. Rather, we can sound the shofar le'ezra, for support, for assistance, to gather people together to help out. Shimon HaTemani Omer, but Shimon HaTemani says, Af al adever, even for plague is something that we would sound the shofar in Shabbos. V'lo hodu lo chacham, but the chachamim did not agree to Shimon HaTemani regarding that. Mishnah Ches, akol tzar shelo taval atzibor, for any calamity, tragedy, that should, God forbid, ever come to the community, masrin aleha, we would sound the shofar in such an instance, chutz mirov geshamim, with the exception of there being excess rain. If there's too much rain, even though maybe it's not such a good thing, but we don't sound the shofar acting like we're in a state of emergency if there's excess rain, because in general, the way that we are supposed to relate to rain is that it is a bracha. In fact, there was a story where they said to Choni, the circle maker, Davin, that rain should come down. So he said to them, go out and bring in the ovens of your Karban Pesach. In other words, this was by Nisan time, and they were getting ready to roast their Karban Pesach. And he told them, take your ovens out, take them, don't leave them outside, because if it rains, the rain is going to ruin the clay ovens. Bishvil shalayimoku, in order so that they don't get dissolved, that they don't get ruined. His palo, so he davened, v'lo yardu gesham, but rain did not come down. Me'asa, so what did he do? Ug uga, he drew a circle in the ground. V'amad besoch, and he stood inside of the circle. V'amal lefanav, and he said before him, in other words, he said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, master of the world, b'necha samu p'neim alai, your children have put their faces on me, they are depending on me, they have turned to me for help. Shani ben bayas lefanav, because they know that I am like a member of your household. Nishbani b'shemcha gadol, and so I am taking a shvua, I'm making an oath in your name, in your great name, she'ini zaz mikan, that I'm not moving from here, at she'trachim al-banach, until you have mercy on your children. His chilug shamim minatvin, and so the rain began to drip down very slowly, it was trickling down. Amar, and so Choni Ma'agel said, lokach sha'alti, that is not what I asked for, ela gishmi boros shichin ma'aros. I was asking for rain of the pits and of the caves, in other words, rains that could fill up all the those pits that are necessary so that we could supply the community with water. His chilu leirid bizar, and so the rain began to fall, to come down fiercely. Amar, and so Choni Ma'agel said, "Lo kach shalti, that's not what I asked for. El gishmi ratzon bracha nedava. I asked for good rains, rains of will, of goodwill, and of blessing. Yardu kitiknan, and so they went down as there as appropriate. Actually, yatzu Yisrael Yerushalayim, until the Jews had to leave Yerushalayim to evacuate Yerushalayim lahar habayis, to go up to the more elevated parts of Yerushalayim to har habayis from negish hagisham because of the rain. Bo v'armelo, so they came and they said to Choni Ma'agel, kishem shespalata aleim sheyardu, the same that you daven for the rain to come down, kachis palel sheyuch lehen. So too, you should daven that the rain should go away, that the rain should subside. Amar lehen, and so he said to them, tu'uru'u inimches evan atoim, go out and see if the stone of the toim is wiped out, is dissolved. Meaning to say that he was saying sarcastically to them, he's saying, we don't daven for such things. We don't daven for the rain to subside. Go see if the Evan Atom, we said, was the Evan of the mistaken ones, meaning if someone had lost their item, they'd mistakenly lost their item, so they would come to that stone, and that's where many announcements were made. And so he was basically saying, go check out if that stone is still around. In other words, don't bother me with that. We don't daven for the rain to subside. Shalach l'Shimon ben Shetach, so he said, Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi of the time. Shimon ben Shetach sent to him, to Choni Ma'agel, and he said, not for the fact that you're a choni, gozerni alecha nidoy, I would decree upon you a cherem, a ban. I would put you in a cherem because you spoke disrespectfully towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You said, this is not what I'm asking for. I'm asking for something else. Avama esalach, but what could I do to you? She'atam eschatei lefnei ha'makom. You are purified before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vo'osalach ratzonach, and he does your ratzon, he does your bidding, your will. Keben shu'um eschatei al aviv, just like a son who's purified on his father, va'osalach ratzono, and he does his ratzon, va'olach ha'kaz v'omer, and regarding you, the pasuk says, yismach avicha v'imecha, that your father will rejoice and your mother, and the one who bore you, the one who gave birth to you, will rejoice. Mishnah Tess. Hayumis Anin, they were fasting for rain. Vayardu lahem geshamim, and finally rain came. So now, what happens if they're fasting and the rain comes down finally in the middle of the Tainus? Kodama Netzachama, if the rain came down before sunrise, lo yeshlimo. So then they should not complete the fast. La'achar Netzachama, but if the rain came down after sunrise, then yeshlimo. According to the Tanakama, it depends if the rain came down before sunrise or after sunrise. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says, actually, no, it's not a sunrise thing, it's a chatzos thing. Kodama chatzos, if the rain came down before a halachic midday, then lo yeshlimo. Then they would not complete the fast. But if the rain came down after midday, after halachic midday, then yeshlimu, then they would complete the fast. There was a story where they decreed a fast in Lud for rain. The yardu lahem gisham kodom chatzos, and the rain came down before halachic midday. So Amar lahem Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon said to them, "Tu'uv ichlu." So now you don't have to complete the fast. Go out and eat, ushasu and drink. Vasu yamtiv and make a holiday. V'yatzu, and in fact they did go out. V'achlu v'shasu, and they ate and they drank. Vasu yamtiv, and they made a holiday. Ubo ben harbaim, and they came in the afternoon. V'karu halal hagadol, and they recited halal. Okay.